Ever surprised about how much money goes out of your bank account? Or those sneaky subscription auto payments? Well, we have some strategies to take control. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. That's coming up in just a second. But first, go to Momstown 365. And at the top, you're going to see a little tab that says, join us, join our community, sign up for our newsletter so that we can get to know you and you can get to know us and find out what's happening around town. And without further ado, let's get on with this podcast about how to save money.
Yes. So knowledge is power. And
ain't that the truth?
Yes. So sometimes if we're running low on money, we want to put our head in the sand when it comes to our bank accounts.
Oh, for sure.
You know, or looking at our credit card bills, we're just like,
You know when you've been using your credit card and you do not want to open that envelope.
And you do not want to see how large the balance has become.
No. You open it with just one eye.
One eye, yep. No, it's because we all go through phases of, you know, making money and not. And I sell real estate, so sometimes I get a larger commission. And then I'm super detailed about, okay, I can put this percentage of money on this one. And
it's very exciting to take a look at your bank accounts when they're flush.
Right. And it's also, for me, it's a daily practice. Like I get up in the morning.
Which I think is a really good practice.
Yeah, I get my cup of coffee. I have my daily planner. And I open my bank accounts and I see the activity. I write down the balances and then I go through and see, okay, where did I spend money that cleared overnight? Mm-hmm. And then I have a back page with the month and I write down for both accounts what items I paid. Sometimes I'm surprised because I forgot that I spent money on something. Mm-hmm. And then I have at the bottom, I have an income section. And the other day, this works, people. The IRS had to give me a refund, but I totally forgot about it. I had not received it. All of a sudden, I look at one of my accounts, and there's more money in it. I open up that little section, IRS Treasury
refund.
Payment. Yes. I'm like, if I didn't look at my account every day, in fact, it hit over the weekend, and I didn't see it until Tuesday.
Well, that's a sneaky little surprise that you like.
Yes.
But the other sneaky little surprises are sometimes things that you don't like.
Well, to your point, I went through my accounts and I saw a charge for $112. And I was like going through my calendar of expenses. Where did this come from? And I got it refunded through the bank as a dispute.
Oh, good.
But I could have let that go forever.
Well, and think about how many little fraud things happen. They hit your account with little tiny charges. They were always testing with like small amounts to see if you're paying attention.
Yes.
The fraudsters.
So I itemize every single thing in both my checking accounts. I know exactly, like money being pulled out for retirement, whatever it might be. I have it jotted down. So if something pops up that doesn't look familiar, or those annual renewal fees that you forget about.
Yes.
And then you have to fight them to get it refunded because, if some website says you can get our whatever for a year.
That happened to me recently on one, and I didn't get it refunded because
It was in the terms. Yes,
yeah.
That happened to me too. So then.
Dare I say the name?
Fine with me.
Grammarly.
Oh, they wouldn't refund it? Mm-mm. Okay. Then you can't. So what I did is I signed.
I didn't even realize I had signed up for an annual subscription.
So I have a page that I put. I did a lot of them on PayPal. I went through my PayPal and I unsubscribed from all of the ones that could automatically charge me. But then I have a page that shows, okay, this one is going to renew on
and there
in
are,
22.
And you do this manually.
I like pencil and paper.
Well, I know. And some people like, and that's great. And some people like technology.
They like Excel.
Or even there are apps that will do this for you. Like they'll go through your subscription. They'll go through things and they'll help you like manage your subscriptions, your annuals. They'll give you reminders. So it was my fault that I didn't cancel it before. It was, the subscription, but still.
But so
you forget.
You totally forget.
Especially with something that's an annual subscription.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I found where they were being coming from. Like PayPal was my go-to. Oh, you can do a PayPal. So I cleared all of them out so I don't get surprises.
Right.
And the point is, face the ugly truth. Face it. And you'll be able to remedy it.
When you face it, it's empowering.
Yes.
Facing credit card debt, facing all these things, it's not fun. I mean, we've all been there, done that. But it is truly empowering if you just deal with it. Putting it off is only putting off the inevitable anyway. And it adds to that daily stress because you know it's there. And you're carrying it with you every single day. The stress of the credit card bill that you're not taking care of.
Yes. So I also have a sheet of paper that has the credit cards that are still, that have a balance on them. And I put the balance, the due date, the minimum payment, when I paid and what I paid, and the new balance.
And I also like to kind of map out if you have that kind of debt. Also, what I've done in the past is how many months, if I pay, in 6 months, can I pay this amount to get it to zero?
Yes.
Is it 12 months? Is it 3 months? What is it? You know what I mean? And you kind of try and stick to that to get it paid off in a certain period of time. And when you meet those challenges, again, it's empowering.
Yeah, because in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, like my refund. Maybe I'm going to go ahead and apply that to something and because I didn't expect it.
Right.
Because I forgot about it. So here's another thing that I do. Print out my monthly bank statement. And I reconcile it right there to match what it would look like on the tax form. If it's supplies or dues and memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all
you're matching it up to the taxes.
Yes. So then all
the categories.
Find your categories for your business, for your family expenses, and put them down.
And some people do this in Excel.
Yes.
In QuickBooks.
I know. I'm a paper girl.
I am the same way.
So
I wish I could do more of it in because it's I think it's easier.
Yeah, but see it
in
hurts.
QuickBooks or something like that. I know.
People are just they wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, and I'd rather do that than be behind the eight ball and have to do 12 months when it's all on one page.
Yeah, but I agree that just finally facing it.
Rip the Band-Aid off your eyeballs.
Absolutely.
And just look at
and then
your expense. Look at your bank accounts. Every day I know what I spent.
Knowledge is absolute power for sure. All right, head on over to Momstown 365 and sign up for our newsletter. And
be bold.
Be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.